history the government hopes you never learn. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. Hour number two. The phone lines are open, 800-313-9443. I just put up a link to the top of whatreallyhappened.com. This is coming over from liveleak.com, and the page contains multiple videos which appear to show pro-autonomy activists in Odessa being burned alive. 30 of them is what the report is, and another 20 simply beaten to death. So what we have here going on in Ukraine is the junta in Kiev is now carrying out acts of terror against the Ukrainian people. It's not just military weapons and tactics. Now they're committing acts of terror against the Ukrainian people, and the White House appears to support this fully. Because by golly, when we overthrow your government and take control of your country, you just go along with that if you know what's good for you. And that's not what the United States is supposed to be about. Getting on back to the economy, yet another dead banker just washed up on the shore in Hoboken Harbor. 27-year-old guy was bank manager at the PNC Financial Services Group in Woodland Park. Cause of death has not been released. But they're already out there saying, oh, we're absolutely sure it was a suicide, you know, or a horrible accident. There's no reason to suspect foul play in all these bankers who are all of a sudden dying under such strange circumstances. All right, let's talk about Obamacare a little bit. That's another one of the issues that Obama appears ready to escalate World War III in order that we won't be thinking about that anymore. Story over in finance at yahoo.com. saying that because Obamacare is now out there as an option, more companies are likely to dump their health benefits. Now, this whole idea of health benefits as part of your job was sort of a perk that began at the end of World War II because there were still price controls in place, and for companies to attract the better talent, they had to offer fringe benefits instead of higher salaries. And over time, it sort of became an expected part of employment with a large company is that there would be a health package. Well, because of Obamacare's availability, more and more companies are now dumping health care as part of their employment package. And it's estimated this will save large American corporations up to $700 billion. This is coming from a report from Standard & Poor's Capital IQ. So what we have here is the health insurance companies pushed for Obamacare because it was supposed to generate $200 billion a year in additional profits, which it isn't. And now they're finding out it's going to cost them $700 billion in lost business. It wasn't really thought all the way through. And it is a disaster. It is a disaster. Now, the White House is still out there saying it's, you know, 8 million people have signed up for Obamacare. It's a rousing success. We know that the Rand Corporation was saying that number may not be accurate because of all the people who haven't paid. And now, according to a new report, it's 30%, 33%, one in three of the Obamacare enrollees, people who went to the website and signed up, still have not paid their first insurance premium, which means they're not actually insured. And I think it's time to take a closer look at those enrollments that aren't paying the premiums to see if they actually track back to real people. Because knowing how this White House lies about everything, it's entirely possible that back when Obamacare, the website was thrashing around, that they simply went in and started creating bogus signups. Remember, the U.S. military has this software that allows them to pretend to be multiple people all over the net. They could use that to log in and say, you know, your task for today is to sign up 20 times for Obamacare under different names. Yeah, it's a paycheck. They're going to do that. Another story out of naturalnews.com, and they're quoting from a New York Times report, that the Census Bureau, which is under the control of the administration, has been treated as the authoritative source for health insurance data for over 30 years. And now, all of a sudden, it's changing the annual survey in a way that experts are saying will make it more difficult to measure the effects of Obamacare. In other words, they don't want to ask a question that they don't want the answer to. So they're not going to ask the question. They're basically messing around with the Census Bureau so it won't come up with numbers that can be used to say Obamacare isn't working. Now, yesterday we were talking about this tantrum that Obama has thrown regarding the state of Washington. On the I-80 south of Seattle, there's a piece of private property on which the owner of the private property, with the full protection of the First Amendment right to freedom of speech, has put up a little sort of cartoon cutout of Obama holding a panel, and over time, the message on the panel changes. And it's been photographed, it's gone viral all around the web, a lot of people have seen these pictures. Well, apparently, Obama's feeling cut hurt. And he sent a message to the state of Washington that they have to take down this cartoon of him, or federal money for the interstate highway system maintenance in the state of Washington will be cut off. Now, to their credit, the state of Washington came back and said, we would sooner secede than give in to this kind of intimidation. But there's a couple of issues here. We have a president who is using the machinery of government for a very personal purpose here, which is to shut down something that he finds personally offensive. Now, that's private property. The owner of the property put the signs up. It is protected free speech under the First Amendment. So we have a president that once again is ignoring the Constitution and the Bill of Rights. And he's using the government machinery to try and enforce his will. I think that rises to an impeachable offense. Well, moving away from that one, Obama is now out there screaming that anybody who's critical of the Trans-Pacific Partnership, they're just a bunch of conspiracy theorists, and they're stupid people who don't understand how negotiations are supposed to go. We know why the TPP is in trouble. It mandates a ban on GMO labeling in all these countries that are supposed to sign on, many of which already have mandatory GMO labeling. And a lot of the countries there found the draconian requirements for intellectual property control objectionable. There were reasons to criticize TPP, especially that part about GMO labeling. And Obama can't come back and say why that's even in there. It obviously serves the private interests of Monsanto. It's got nothing to do with the U.S. and its economy. And since he can't reply to that, he's just come back and said, oh, you're just a bunch of conspiracy theorists. He's starting to throw more and more tantrums. I think he's losing it. He's either taking way too many of those antidepressant pills that he was reported as being on in his first term, or he's not taking anywhere near enough. But there's a lot of flawed thinking coming out of the White House these days, and it appears much of it originates in the Oval Office. He's not thinking clearly. He's not thinking these things through. Now, little revelation here, half of Italy's gold bullion, and they are one of the top owners of gold bullion among the nations of the world. Half of their gold is being held at the New York Federal Reserve vault. It's probably sitting right next to Germany's. And because of what happened with Germany, Italy is starting to make noises that they kind of want some of their gold sent back home, repatriated. Good luck on that one. All righty, let's see. We're going to start with Rick in Florida in Ukraine. Rick, I'm probably going to have to take you through the commercial break. What's on your mind?
Hey, well, first off, I think we should put more Obama signs up. Maybe he'll slow down and stop stealing all our rights if he's so distracted. But, I just got an email, and I sent you the link, a standoff in Odessa. They're alleging 30 people were killed.
Yeah, I just put it up at the What Really Happened, and I just mentioned it here at the top of this segment.
Yeah, so I guess it's going to spiral out of control, and the bankers are going to get what they want.
Well, I wouldn't concede to the bankers just yet, because this campaign of terror against the Ukrainian people, that is going to backflash in the court of world opinion. We have to take a break for commercials. We'll be right back.
Wow. What will you do without freedom? That's the question the American Freedom Party is asking as a high-tech surveillance state continues to be constructed in the one-time land of liberty. Through methodical gradualism over many years, the United States has been hollowed out economically and morally. The Republican Party is little more than a partner in crime to the open globalism and cultural Marxism of the Democrats. Both parties support the offshoring of American industry and jobs, open borders, endless wars of aggression all over the world, and slavish obedience to Israel and to the banksters and gangsters of Wall Street. The American Freedom Party is guided by the sole principle of supporting what's good for America and Americans. The American Freedom Party rejects the archaic liberal conservative paradigm in favor of an outspoken advocacy of freedom and liberty that rings true to America's traditional values and way of life. The hour is late, but America can yet survive and begin to thrive again if enough Americans act to regain their freedom. The alternative is too bleak to contemplate. Learn more about the American Freedom Party by going to AmericanFreedomPartyInfo.us. That's AmericanFreedomPartyInfo.us.
You have friends, family, co-workers that have lost their health insurance. For treatment and surgery at fractions of U.S. prices, consider AsiaRunLikeHellGuy.com. Heart bypass, valve replacement, six figures under U.S. prices. Hip or knee replacement? Some of the best cosmetic surgeons on the planet. AsiaRunLikeHellGuy.com is honored to be associated with a highly internationally certified hospital serving 300,000 patients a year. Visit AsiaRunLikeHellGuy.com and click on medical tours today. You could be on an operating table 72 hours from now.
This is not legal advice. This is a public service announcement from TakeFromCaesar.us. Only one statute explains how to tax your paycheck, Tax Code Section 83. In decisions from 1979 to 2011, the courts say Section 83 governs the taxation of all compensation for personal services, but the IRS lies on the stand, claiming to be unfamiliar with Section 83. Only one person can explain what Section 83 means, David Merlin. Visit TakeFromCaesar.us for more information.
This is Dr. Robert Rowan here to give you an important message regarding stem cell treatment. World-renowned physician, stem cell expert, and friend Dr. David Steinblatt has performed over 8,000 stem cell treatments since 2001. Bone marrow stem cells are completely legal to do here in the USA. The bone marrow stem cell treatment is not only fast, done in less than 2 to 3 hours, but is relatively pain-free and has little to no recovery time. Dr. David Steinblatt and his office are able to help and treat patients who suffer from cerebral palsy, traumatic brain injury, stroke, macular degeneration, arthritis, Parkinson's disease, congestive heart failure, and more. Personally using their services for my knee and seeing great improvement, Dr. David Steinblatt is highly recommended by me. Go to stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 to find out more. Again, stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 today to receive more information.
What?
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. We're going to take a couple of phone calls here. Casey in South Korea. Aloha, Casey. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Annyeonghaseyo, Mike from South Korea. I wanted to try to shoot with a comment, comparison, and question quickly. As for my comment, I'm a big traveler. I've been doing a lot of traveling over, over the last 20 years or so. In 2012, I got lucky to do a trip that maybe nowadays might be hard to do, which was the Trans-Siberian Railway trip to go from Beijing to Moscow. And, just a great trip. I got to go through Russia and whatnot. But the comment is basically for people who travel, you've said this before, and most of your viewers or listeners would probably agree, when you go to places around the world, people, the surface package might be a little bit different, but the root of what people kind of want around the world is pretty much the same. So, I mean, it's something you've said before, and just when you travel, you do really see that.
Mm-hmm.
And the comparison was that I haven't been in the homeland since 2008. I use China as a travel hub, and, I've been doing a lot of Europe and Asia travel. You go through the, the airport, and it's pretty much easy going, basically. Even though I haven't been to the U.S. since 2008, I did go to Guam last year, and it really just, the
even though I hear it on your show and other shows and read it in the news, until you experience it, it's just the comparison between the two is really a stark comparison, basically. So even though it's Guam, the TSA is just really in full swing there, and it almost feels like you're in a Monty Python sketch compared to, like, other countries traveling.
That's why around here we say that TSA stands for the Tourism Suppression Agency, because they've wrecked Hawaii's tourism. And our local tourism board is always out there proclaiming that, you know, Hawaii's hotel occupancy is up to 80%, and what they're not reporting is how many hotels have gone completely out of business since all this nonsense started. And I've done a bit of traveling myself earlier on. I don't do as much anymore. But I remember when I went up to a couple of times I've gone up to Canada. I've actually been to Canada more than a couple of times. And you go into Canada, and the attitude is, hi, welcome to Canada. Have a brochure about, you know, our sporting opportunities here and, you know, the maple sugars over there. And then coming back into the United States, which is my home nation, and you can, you know, what are you doing here? Are you a terrorist here? And they throw you up against the wall, and they do all that nonsense here. And I've had a very expensive laptop dropped and destroyed by the TSA up in Seattle. We have a huge problem with theft of passengers' property by TSA here, and it really is making the United States a very unpleasant place to come to. I have some very good friends who live in England that we made friends with them when they were over here working on a project that I was working on. And after that was over, once a year they would come over to visit, and they stopped doing it. And they said, we just don't want to put up with it anymore. You know, we're supposed to be going to Hawaii to have a relaxing vacation, and we're being treated like prisoners of war getting in and getting out. And it really is over the top because, you know, the TSA is now big business as part of the security industrial complex, and they've, you know, looted passengers of a lot of their property, destroyed a lot of property. They haven't actually caught a single real terrorist in their entire time in operation.
Yeah, and the reason I got pulled aside for an enhanced questioning because I didn't fill in where I was going to stay. I mean, if you're a traveler, a lot of times you'll have some places in mind, and then you'll go and compare prices. So, but anyways, I got the classic line there. Haven't you heard of the terror situation, the guy? And I just almost kind of started laughing. And as I kind of just was just grinning and like, is this for real? His ego is just deflated. It's like letting air out of a balloon. And finally, he's just like, oh, okay, you're not suspicious. Move along. I mean, it was just so silly.
Yeah, most of them tend to back down. But the problem I have, at least with the TSA here in Hawaii, is they are so full of themselves. You know, these are people who couldn't get a job at the local burger place. So they get a uniform and a badge and rubber gloves, and all of a sudden they feel like they're important and they can throw their weight around. And you know, if Charlie Chaplin were still alive making movies today, he would find all kinds of fodder with the TSA, because he made his early career focusing movies that showed how government people are buffoons, which is the reason J. Edgar Hoover hated him so much and worked to get him kicked out of the country. But it's a joke. The joke's on us, though, because we're having to put up with the crotch grabbing and the cancer machines, and we're paying for it. Not just with the increased taxes, but all these additional fees. Apparently, Frontier Airlines now says if you have to use the overhead bin for your carry-on, they're going to charge you an extra $25. It's destroyed travel. I used to enjoy traveling. I don't anymore. It's because living here in Hawaii, we have to always travel by air, and it's just a very unpleasant experience. I'm in agreement with you. Train travel, if you've got the time, that's a lot of fun. When I was working in Europe back in the 1980s, I was double commuting, if you will, between Milan and Munich. And I would do a week in Milan, a week in Munich, a week in Milan. And for one of those trips, I decided to avoid the flight and took a train through the Alps. And, oh, my goodness, that was the high point of my entire time I was in Europe.
And just before I jump, the question I want, you've already talked about some of the question about what the TSA is doing to tourism in Hawaii. I'm curious, do you have any people, like when it's election time, do you have any people that use that as, like, addressing, hey, we should look at TSA because it's harming the business? Or is it just, okay, TSA, that's a fact of life, we're not even going to talk about it, it doesn't matter what it's doing? I mean, do you have any people that bring that up when they run for election?
Not really, because you know, most of the elections here are about Hawaii, and TSA is considered federal, and it is kind of an off-limits topic because TSA is in a position to further harm the economy of Hawaii if anybody dares speak out against them. All righty?
Okay, well, great. Keep up the great work, and great to talk to you.
All right, thanks a lot. We're going to switch over to Glenn in Philadelphia. Glenn, thank you for waiting. What's on your mind? Glenn,
hello,
are you
Mike.
There? There you go.
Hello, Mike. Yeah, I wanted to ask if I just tuned in not too long ago. Have you heard anything about the Russia's call for a Security Council meeting about the goings-on in Ukraine? And just, you know, would speculate that I sort of think if they decide to go in and act militarily, it would almost be my guess that I would think that rather than troops on the ground, I could almost see them acting in terms of using close air support first and taking out a few tanks or armored personnel carriers first.
You're right. We did mention it earlier in the show. Russia has called for an emergency meeting of the Security Council, and it won't accomplish anything because Russia will veto anything the U.S. suggests, and the U.S. will veto anything Russia suggests. But Putin's trying to play by the rules. I have to be very honest. I don't think Putin is going to militarily intervene in Ukraine because he knows that's what Obama wants, to get his war with Russia. I think the most likely probability at this point is they're going to take some of those hired mercenaries that are in eastern Ukraine, put them in Russian uniforms, and commit some atrocities in front of the corporate media cameras in order to launch an attack or further sanctions or whatever. There is absolutely no question in my mind that the banking interests in the United States and Europe are seeing war with Russia and China is the only way to keep their little Bretton Woods scam going any longer.
We wanted to point something out about the economy. About a week and a half ago, I started to say that, like, now, more than ever, I mean, it's always been the case, but there is very little correlation between the numbers we're seeing in the Dow and the various indices and what actually seems to be going on the ground in the real physical world. And even yesterday morning on CNBC, a few of the hosts were even, like, finally getting around to bantering about, I don't know, why does it look so good? I don't know, what do you think? I don't know. It's a mystery.
It isn't a mystery because, we're coming up on a commercial break. What's going on is this Federal Reserve quantitative easing, half of that money they create every month is spent on the stock market to drive the prices up. And it is a fake. And those numbers are completely disconnected from the reality of the economy. Glenn, we're going to let you go. I have to take a commercial break here. Roger in Ohio, we're going to take your call as soon as we come back from these words from our sponsors.
World-renowned physician and stem cell expert Dr. David Steinblock, D.O., and his research staff have spent years developing all-natural formulations that support the body's own stem cell production and mobilization system. An everyday stem cell supplement, creating the birth of Stemgevity. Stemgevity stem cell mobilization formula is for use by men, women, and children of all ages to support your body's stem cell system naturally, quickly, and safely. Stemgevity helps support your heart and circulatory system, bones and joints, liver, skin, brain, and much more. Order your bottle now at Stemgevity.com today. That's Stemgevity, Stemgevity.com. Or call now toll-free, 800-300-1063. Buy two bottles and receive a third bottle free by mentioning RBN. Anyone who wants to get healthy needs Stemgevity. Call 800-300-1063 today.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
If you're worried about your health and you're tired of the nasty side effects of harsh drugs or antibiotics, then look no further. Supernatural Silver is the answer. Supernatural Silver is a powerful immune system enhancer that can be used every day to help keep you healthy and well with none of those nasty side effects. It's extremely safe for use internally as well as topically. And Supernatural Silver is hundreds of times more effective than colloidal or ionic silver. It is perfect for use in the sinuses, eyes, ears, and on any wound or skin issue. Supernatural Silver is also extremely effective when taken orally. and can help fight off bacteria, viruses, and mold that may be overwhelming your immune system. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com. SupernaturalSilver.com. And use the promo code SILVER2014 for 20% off of your entire order. And give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver.
The IRS is a private corporation, not a government agency. Income tax is collected by voluntary compliance. To learn to unvolunteer or discontinue volunteering into the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com and immediately implement Strategy 1. The process must be repeated each and every time. Paper, letter, envelope, presentment, etc. Always and forever. Failure equates to acceptance, subsequent resultant contract, and you pay or go to jail by your own consent and agreement contract. Avoid recontracting. Visit escapeharassment.com and implement Strategy 1 immediately. Bar lawyers and accountants won't help you. Why wait? Get Strategy 1 and immediately implement it to divorce the IRS today and forever. That's escapeharassment.com, Strategy 1, to be free from the IRS. Escapeharassment.com.
It's time to utilize your Second Amendment right. No better way than at Knob Creek Gun Range. Check out the large variety with over 3,000 guns in stock. Also, reloading supplies, ammunition, and low admission. Only $10 per person per day. $5 for children 12 and under. And 50% off for active duty and retired military with valid ID. If you don't own any firearms, no problem. You can rent one of ours. Knob Creek Gun Range supplies all your shooting needs. Go to KnobCreekRange.com for more information. Range memberships are available. Visit KnobCreekRange.com today.
A suppressed medical breakthrough guarantees anyone total health power with a simple device. That sounds impossible, doesn't it? In fact, it sounds like snake oil. How is it that something so simple could make such a profound change and isn't headline-making news? What if I told you it was? What if I told you in March of 1991 the news was groundbreaking? If you're like most people, you're wondering if this is true. We'll show you why your doctor hasn't told you about this. Go to drbeckprotocol.com or call 928-853-2821.
Well, they're stealing down on Wall Street and in Washington, too. You know, it makes me wonder, what's a guy on Main Street to do? I've always tried to be an honest, upstanding kind of guy. But I must admit lately, I thought about giving something else a try. Oh, I want to be a pirate. I want to sail the seven seas. Yeah, I want to be a pirate. I want to do just what I...
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. We're going to take a couple of phone calls. Roger in Ohio. Aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind today?
Yes, Michael. I'm telling you about this article I have in our local paper. It was on Wednesday, the Chronicle, which is in Lorain County, Ohio. We have two new or slightly used mine resistance ambush protected. These are these big... vehicles that's in Afghanistan. They don't know whether to send them back home or what to do with them. So our county has two of them now.
Yeah.
So they cost over $700,000. The article says it's in the local and state section, and it weighs 47,000 pounds, and they're going to protect us in Lorain County.
Yeah. Against what? Actually, they're there to protect the police against an enraged American population, and it is very obvious at this point that the police are being militarized and they're being trained to brutalize the American people to try and keep us down, try and keep us from speaking out about all that's going wrong with this country. We have a fascist government and a fascist economy that is absolutely convinced that they own everything, and we're just here to do the work and crank out new workers and soldiers for them, pay the taxes, and otherwise just stay out of their way. And that's not what the United States of America is supposed to be. And we're seeing it all across the country where the police are just... the police have become the biggest threat to the lives and safety of the American people in the entire country. And they are consistently protected by... their leadership and the government. It's a rare case indeed where a police officer goes so far overboard that they have to take action and do something about it, at least have the appearance of doing something about it.
Well, that's about all. Also, in today's paper, they're talking about the bees all die through the wintertime. So if anybody wants to buy any honey, they better go out and buy it, because the price of honey probably will go up since the winter killed off, in Ohio anyway, our bee population.
Yeah, that can be a real problem. I remember when I was a kid in New England farming country, and I briefly kept bees until we discovered my younger brother was actually allergic to them. And getting the bees through the winter is a real, real trick. And by the way, if you go to the store and buy honey, be very careful, because not everything that has the label honey on it is real bee-produced honey. In fact, especially as the colony collapse disorder spreads, companies more and more are just cooking up some kind of something that tastes like honey in their chemistry set, and they're bottling it, labeling it as honey. And the FDA and USDA say, yeah, that's okay to do, because honey isn't a description of what's actually in the bottle. It's simply a brand name for the purpose of selling. If you want to get real honey, you're probably going to have to go to a health food store, because real honey actually has medicinal value. And the fake stuff at the supermarket does not. All right, Roger, we're going to let you go and switch over to Steve in California. Aloha, Steve. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Yeah, Michael, a call or two back that talked about if President Putin, went into Ukraine by either with tanks or boots on the ground, do they possess any drone technology? I've never heard anything about Russian drone technology. Are we the only ones who use that?
Oh, absolutely not. The entire world is caught up in a drone arms race, and I would be very surprised if Russia was not developing drones as well, especially because remember when Iran hacked into that U.S. drone and brought it down, they did share that technology with Russia.
That's right, I remember that.
So I'm sure they have it. Now, again, I don't see Putin as physically invading Ukraine, because he knows that's what Obama really wants. So Putin is going to the United Nations Security Council. He's playing by the rules, and I think he's doing it primarily to underscore the fact that the U.S. isn't playing by the rules, because the Security Council is not going to do anything with two competing vetoes basically dominating the situation. But I don't see Putin as actually invading Ukraine. The biggest concern is some of these hired mercenaries getting dressed up in Russian uniforms and doing something really horrible in front of the corporate media cameras to get this thing going.
They're very likely to do that. Another question, real quick. Where's China in all this right now? They've been silent.
They're not.
What's their stance on if Putin does invade, go in there? What's their stance now?
Okay, China has not said anything about their plans if Putin goes into Ukraine and Russia winds up in a shooting war with the United States. However, Russia and China have been driven much closer together by the Ukraine crisis. They're now having joint military exercises. China has publicly condemned the sanctions campaign against Russia for the very simple reason that Russia is not the cause of what's going on in Ukraine. The United States is. But very obviously, Obama, whether he's simply obeying the Wall Street bankers the way Kiev is obeying the IMF, and they say, give us a war, we need to make money off the war, or if Obama is simply panicked by all the revelations coming out about Obamacare, Benghazi, IRS, NSA spying, and he thinks that if he can escalate World War III into open conflict between the U.S. and Russia, that we're going to forget about all that stuff, salute the flag, and follow him around again, which isn't going to happen. But it's very, very clear that Obama's policy is to somehow or other, by hook or by crook, get us into a state of war with Russia and China, because the war is really about the U.S. dollar's dominance versus the emerging strength of the ruble and the yuan. And that's what this war is really all about.
Right. Thanks, Buck.
All right. Thanks an awful lot. Now then, getting on over to the Bundy Ranch, what started as a Bureau of Land Management unconstitutional illegal grab of private and public lands to turn over to corporations has started to spread into the larger issues. And there's a very interesting story over at 21st Century Wire, where the Western states are now coming together to revive the issue of the 10th Amendment, because this has been a long simmering issue between the Western States Coalition and the federal government, that the Constitution does not allow the federal government to commandeer land inside the states. And we put up a very well-researched article on the legal issues about why the federal government is not supposed to be owning land inside the states, other than for federal government buildings and military bases. And the 10th Amendment says the government cannot assume any new powers and authorities. It is absolutely forbidden. If you read the Bill of Rights, especially the 9th and 10th Amendments, it is very clearly biased in favor of the states and the people and away from that central federal government. Now, for decades, bureaucrats and politicians and their lawyers in Washington, D.C. have basically been ducking this whole issue of the 10th Amendment because they are openly in violation of it. And they're trying to find legal ways to say, well, the 10th Amendment says we can't assume this authority, but we need to assume this authority because there's a war on terror. And the usual USDA choice bovine excrement that is flooding the nation from inside the Beltway. But the Western states are standing up and saying, you don't have a legal right to be here. You don't have a legal right to be taking our land. Now, the article I was talking about, the legal argument, it's a very long headline, but it's on the front page of whatreallyhappened.com. You need to look at it. The United States government does not have the right to own or control public lands within a sovereign state. Public lands belong to the states, not the federal government. It goes all the way back to the American Revolution and the formation of the sovereign states, which preceded the central federal government. And the reason the Enclave Clause is in there is that the separate states wanted to hold on to and control their lands, and they did not want the central federal government to say, hey, we're the central federal government, and we are now going to take those lands. That's the reason for the Enclave Clause. The Constitution authorizes the federal government to own land only underneath federal government buildings and military bases. And this article goes on with all kinds of legal sites and Supreme Court rulings saying that, in point of fact, the public lands are the property of the states, not the federal government. Now, apparently there was a community meeting over in Bunkerville where the citizens had this town hall meeting and voiced their concern about this invasion by the Bureau of Land Management. They're apparently very disappointed that their own local sheriff isn't apparently doing his job in terms of protecting the Bundys from this illegal and unconstitutional encroachment. But Cliven Bundy has the support of his local community and apparently his state and a lot of other Americans, despite that pathetic attempt to smear him as a racist using a heavily edited videotape. And remember that tape here. Remember, there's nothing at all coming out of the U.S. government and the corporate media that isn't 100% bovine excrement, like the jobless numbers. Human-caused global warming. All right, we got to take a break for commercials. When we come back, we'll be talking about Benghazi, something else Obama doesn't want you thinking about.
Do you love America? Do you support the right to bear arms? Do you have an opinion on the current immigration issue? Do you believe in the dollar? You have a voice. You have an opinion. Let it be heard. Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com right now and make your voice count. Do you like your rights taken away for the so-called sake of public safety? Do you want to repeal Obamacare? Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com today. And fight back. All you have to do is fill out a short survey, and you're done. Simple, easy, fast. For your time, you get entered to win free gold and silver. That's right. Get gold and silver free by filling out this short survey that enters you to win. AmericanFreedomSurvey.com. Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com today. That's AmericanFreedomSurvey.com.
How important is the air you breathe? Our air purifiers produce activated oxygen, called Aerin. Activated oxygen is the natural enemy of odors, pollutants, and many other harmful substances, yet it's completely safe. Our powerful air purifiers unleash the power of a thunderstorm, destroying pollutants in the air we breathe. It destroys many viruses, bacteria, and fungi, kills molds, and oxidizes chemical fumes and toxic gases. It removes smoke, pollen, and pet odors. Made with quality stainless steel, our portable air purifiers come with a manufacturer's 4-year warranty. If you haven't experienced the Aran process of fresh, clean air, then call us today and receive 10% off your order. 877-605-9200. Again, that's 877-605-9200. Time for you to breathe clearly again. 877-605-9200.
Sure, there are winter specials, and then there are super winter specials at HerbalHealer.com. Battle through this cold and flu season with powerful, natural, and safe flu fighters like elderberry power, oregacillin, olive leaf capsules, grapefruit seed extract, and Respir 8, all specially priced during the winter sale at HerbalHealer.com. Don't forget vitamin D3 this winter. Right now, HerbalHealer.com has 120 soft gels, 1,000 IUs, sale priced at only $9. We also have a super winter special on 6 homeopathic liquid detoxes: whole body detox, liver detox, kidney detox, lymph detox, brain detox, and lung detox. All liquid detoxes, regularly $26.95, are now just $20. HerbalHealer.com. As always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Log on now and save big when you hit the winter specials at HerbalHealer.com. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
There are many water filters to choose from, but there is only one system that is consistently customer rated 5 stars as the number one system for effective filtration of fluoride, radiation, drug residues, heavy metals, a wide range of radioisotopes, and more. Introducing the PureFect Ultra, the next generation water filter that also raises alkaline pH, improves antioxidant potential, and has advanced anti-radiation technology, all while using no electricity. Sold worldwide, it provides virtually instant clean water on demand. It is not made in China, and the shipping is free to all 50 states. Buy your PureFect Ultra today by visiting PureFectFilters.com or call 888-891-4821. Again, that's 888-891-4821 or visit PureFectFilters.com.
Corporations, Wall Street and the banks rule our politicians. They don't deserve our thanks. Then they tell us the banks are too big to fail, when the banksters all need to be in jail.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show, coming up on the top of the hour, and the lovely Lady Claire. Now, the situation, the scandal around Benghazi is continuing to explode. The GOP smells blood in the water, like there wasn't already enough there from Obamacare. And the House just announced they're going to form a special select committee to get to the bottom of what's going on with all this cover-up. Why are they covering up? What was going on that they didn't want, the White House didn't want people to know? Well, you all know what my theory is. There's another theory being offered that the consulate in Benghazi was the hub for a gun-running operation to the hired mercenaries in Syria. But I don't think that really explains the intensity and panic of the cover-up, because I think most Americans at this point would say, all right, we knew the U.S. government was smuggling weapons into the hired mercenaries, and it doesn't really matter where it was happening. So I think there's something else going on. Now, the House of Representatives have now subpoenaed John Kerry to testify before Congress. And a lot of people are saying, well, this all happened while, you know, Hillary was Secretary of State. And I think they should be sending her a subpoena as well. But the issue here, of course, is that the White House withheld these emails from the Congressional Committee looking into Benghazi. And they're not really allowed to do that. And this refusal to share the emails continued under Secretary of State John Kerry. And these emails came to light only when a judge issued a court order, you will turn these over, in response to the Freedom of Information Act lawsuit brought by Judicial Watch. So obviously, just by their behavior, the White House is hiding some great secret regarding Benghazi. and what was really going on over there. Now, the White House is still continuing to take the position that the comment about the anger over the Muslim video was only about the Muslim protests that were taking place at the same time or slightly thereafter. And the reason that isn't flying is because that comment about blaming the video is in the middle of a long list of bullet points about consulate security and what happened in Benghazi. And they're trying to basically cut out this one line and say, see, this, you know, Jay Carney, oh man, he's earning his money. You know, he's earning his money. He is standing there, with his hair on fire, insisting to the media that he cannot smell any smoke. That's what he's paid to do. That's what the White House press spokesman, that's what the job is. Sell the lie, sell the lie, sell the lie. It's not working. It's not working. Even in the corporate media, they smell there's a real big story here on the scale of a Nixon. All they're going to need is one good whistleblower, and it's going to rip open. Now, from the news of medicine, I know a while back we were concerned about the outbreak of Ebola in Africa and still unconfirmed rumors that it had spread to Italy. Now we have a new concern, and it has to do with Middle East Respiratory Syndrome. Its nickname is MERS, not to be confused with the mortgage electronic registration system, which harmed us in another way entirely. But this respiratory syndrome surfaced 2 years ago, and they've got a major problem with it in Saudi Arabia right now. It might be one of these ethnically typed biological weapons we've been hearing about. But the CDC just announced the first case of MERS has surfaced here in the United States. And it is a concern because so far it has a 25% lethality rate, which means one out of every four people who catch this illness will die from it. And so need to be just aware and concerned about what you can do to reduce exposure. And again, in the age of modern day jet travel, I mean, TSA is all about stopping terrorists at the border, but they're not doing a thing about stopping pathogens. Story out of mintpressnews.com on how Obama's crackdown on national security reporting has basically destroyed U.S. press freedom. And remember, they came out the other day with a position statement that going after reporters who are reporting on whistleblown stories isn't a violation of the First Amendment because it's national security, which is what they say to trump anything else here. Yes, we're breaking the law. Yes, we're violating the Constitution, but we're doing it for national security. Actually, what they're doing is they're protecting their own soft white gluteus maximi. And high-level politicians tend to sort of conflate national security with their own security. You know, what's good for me is good for the nation. What's bad for me is bad for the nation. Hence, national security becomes the excuse for everything. Anyway, more comments about misbehaving, militarized police. Story reported over in the Daily Sheeple. Up in New York, there appears to be a major epidemic of NYPD not just committing acts of violence against innocent civilians, but apparently there's a major drinking problem. In the last 2 weeks, six New York Police Department officers have been charged with drinking and driving on duty, and apparently three of these officers shot at people randomly while they were drunk. Remember what I said before, the civilian police of the United States of America, since 9/11, have murdered eight times as many innocent Americans as all the terrorism, including those people who died on 9/11. What is happening to our police forces? Are they all on SSRIs? There was a study down in Florida that said police are a disproportionately high user of these prescription psychiatric medications. Is it this training they're getting from all these Israeli anti-terror experts that has given them this shoot first and make up excuses later attitude? Anyway. Back over in Germany, and this is probably another reason why Merkel had to be arm-twisted to stand there with Obama and scream, "The Russians are bad, the Russians are bad." Their renewable energy policy in Germany has been declared a complete failure. hideously expensive, ineffective, did not pencil out. It has led to a situation in Germany, which is a wealthy country, of Germans being unable to pay their sky-high electric bills and having their power shut off. It's a boondoggle. And you need to understand a lot of these renewable energy green projects are intentionally set up to fail so that they can be used as propaganda by the oil and gas companies to say, oh, well, we have to go back and do this over here. We know that if the United States took all this money that they're spending on murdering people around the planet and put it into pure research, solutions could be found for these problems. But our government and our financial system are not very forward-looking. In fact, right now they're longing for the good old days of the first Cold War in the 1950s and 1960s. They want to take us back to that those days where there was no such thing as an internet and open communication, and the American people just believed whatever the government said, no matter how ridiculous it really was on examination. And so Germany is now in serious financial straits from this failed renewable energy policy. And Merkel knows it, which is another reason why I think Merkel was literally coerced somehow to stand on that lawn at the White House with Obama earlier today and say, yes, Russia's bad and Ukraine's good and we're good and we have to protect Ukraine's territorial integrity, which is a moot point since Crimea has already broken off and joined with Russia. This is all about conquering, reconquering those people in the eastern Ukraine and making them slaves of the European Central Bank. And it's already an economically losing proposition. We've already determined we have a government of people that are unable and unwilling to admit when they're wrong. When they have implemented a failed or bad policy, they'll just keep on going, especially in an election year. They don't want to admit they've messed something up like Obamacare or human-caused global warming. So they'll keep on going. It's like the old Soviet Union. No matter how badly the Soviet Union government messed up, it was always declared an unqualified success. They even did that with Lysenkoism, which just triggered massive famine all over Russia to the point where the Soviet Union had to buy grain from their arch enemy, the United States of America. We're seeing the same kind of behavior in our own leadership. We're going to take our top of the hour break. When we come back, the lovely Lady Claire will be with us.